Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
If you were listening to some of the headlines on cable TV, in the newspapers, on their web and social media platforms, do you know what just happened in Florida? Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that does everything possible to make sure that people can't vote. It's restricting voting. It is targeting minorities. It basically is a way to try to make sure that only people who are going to vote his way are going to vote. I mean, that's essentially what's being argued by the media. I'm Mike Ferguson. It's 1:44. I'm in for Andy Fry, obviously, joined now by Pete Hutchison of the Landmark Legal Foundation. And I cannot say that I'm surprised in the least bit about the headlines and the way this has shaped everything from, you know, the CNNs of the world, the New York Times of the world, to, you know, the other outlets out there. They're basically, what they're saying is Ron DeSantis signs restrictive voter law into place instead of looking at the voter integrity aspect of this. I'm not surprised. Are you, Pete?
No, but, you know, who knew George Wallace was still alive? Yeah. I'm stunned to find that out.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it is similar in some ways to, you know, what's done in Texas, what we're looking at Missouri. And there's a focus on saying, you know, it puts more rules on mail-in voting, therefore it's restricting
right.
voting. Well, first of all, I think mail-in voting is a stupid thing unless you are actually a service member serving somewhere other than where you live. And so that's not about restricting voting. They talked about millions of votes being cast by mail-in voting in Florida. Well, maybe that's a problem as well. I don't
right.
see why going to the polls or voting early, as long as you're going in person, I don't see why that's a big deal. But the argument is you can't just mail in a ballot from anywhere with no chain of custody. Therefore, you're restricting voting.
That's right. And you're also not allowed to have a drop box out in the middle of nowhere or in the middle of a city or, you know, wherever it is. It's unmonitored that somebody can dump votes into. You know, there's no chain of custody there either. These are extremely reasonable voter integrity measures. You know, it's preemptive pushback on the federal Congress trying to nationalize election laws, which is coming, you know, here in a few weeks. The Senate's going to take up the For the People Act, which is, a terrible name for that bill because it's anything but. But Florida, this is the pushback. This is the pushback against the, you know, the woke crowd, the gang, the mob, really, that is trying to label conservatives and people who of goodwill who are trying to have free and fair elections, labeling us all as racist and Jim Crow. And it's just, you know, this is the pushback, and it's gonna carry throughout the nation. This is a good thing.
Pete Hutchison, Landmark Legal Foundation, on the phone with us. You mentioned the For the People Act. As we're seeing this pushback happen at the state level, you know, what does it mean that the Senate's going to take that legislation up next week? My assumption is that means just the filibuster goes into effect and nothing happens. But am I wrong?
Right. Well, they're going to have a what's called a markup where they where they have senators can propose amendments to the bill and that sort of thing, and the Democrats will vote them all down. But yes, this is where the filibuster, where the rubber meets the road. We'll see if Joe Manchin is going to stand firm. But this is where, you know, the all of the, you know, the big gun, as I said, woke mob are going to be on in full force, and the media will just be going crazy. And they'll be talking about how important it is that we enact this law to keep states like Florida, you know, from oppressing all of the black and brown people. So get ready for it. And, you know, you mentioned Missouri's law, and I'd like to address that. You know, the Brennan Center, which is the this preeminent voting outfit out of NYU Law School, they claim, I mean, they had a paper they put out in February, and the first state that they talked about as being a voter suppression state was Missouri, because the legislature has decided to go back to the way things were pre-COVID. And that makes us racist pigs in Missouri. So it just shows you how completely out of line and out of control these people are. And I'm proud of DeSantos. I'm proud of what they did in Georgia. I'm proud of what's going on in Texas. And I'm proud of what we're doing in Missouri. So there.
These states that you're listing, Missouri, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Missouri's not been necessarily in the news as much, but those other three certainly have. Missouri, I think probably because it's not considered as much of a swing state anymore as much as Florida, Georgia, and the litany of others are. I guess my question for you is, across the country, we've heard about just those states, but what about the other swing states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona? What's going on at the state level as far as voter integrity in those states, and do you know?
Well, I don't know. I should know. I don't know what's going on in all of those states, but in each one of those states, there are proposals to do the kinds of things that they're doing in Florida, but the political will is not strong among Republicans in Pennsylvania in particular. Wisconsin and Michigan, they are strong, but their numbers are not. And so, you know, but again, I think that just this screeching of Jim Crow and just people understand, people who know history, even a little bit, understand that this is completely out of whack. And I think that I think the Democrats are going to be very sorry that they signed on to the progressive agenda, because people just know in their hearts that this isn't right. There's just something wrong here, and we're not going to get on board with it anymore.
Hey, Pete,
it was cool for a while, but not anymore.
Yeah, Pete, let me go back to the media coverage of this, and I'm thinking of one of my wife and I's good friends who, you know, and she sees the political issues very different than us, and she's still a good friend of ours, but she looks at a headline and makes a snap decision on it. And it frustrates the heck out of me. And I don't even bother talking politics. She's a wonderful person and every other way, but she'll listen to the headlines from the sources that she likes. And when you look at the headlines, DeSantis signs new voting restrictions, DeSantis signs Tucker, you know, that kind of stuff. There are so many people who make up their mind on those headlines. The headlines are wrong. The headlines are misleading. But typically the mainstream media, they know that this is what happened. So I have a hard time believing that this is just their version of the story. They know they're influencing people with the headline because so many people are too lazy to read the story.
Absolutely. You know, editors used to try to make articles better. Now they try to make them more controversial. And that's exactly what goes on here. You know, there's a Miami Herald article about this, the events of the day. And in the article, you know, it talks about the oppressive voter ID component. And what is it? You have to either produce a driver's license number or the last four numbers of your social security number in order to order a mail ballot. Well, what is What's the big deal there? You can be sure if somebody goes in to buy a gun, that's not going to be enough for the left. They're going to want your photo ID, your birth certificate, you know, your criminal record, which, of course, that's not entirely out of line, but and a bad example. But you get my point. Florida is just undertaking these very reasonable and inoffensive and very easy to comply with requirements, and the media is making them sound like, you know, how many jelly beans are in this jar? It's crazy.
Pete Hutchinson, Landmark Legal Foundation. You mentioned Missouri, and that I didn't know that we had gone back to just pre-COVID rules in Missouri, and that apparently makes us controversial. When we're talking about these new laws that are going into effect in states like Florida, with DeSantis and Texas and Georgia that have been in the news, are they already back to pre-COVID? And then these are on top of that, these laws, or are these just sort of reining in what became law during COVID?
Well, and you're talking about the Florida and the other states. I think what they're doing there is that they see where problems arose during the last election. You had these ballot drop-off points that were not, you know, they weren't monitored. There was no, you know, no way of telling what was going in there and who was putting it in there. The ballots that would go in there, they really had no way of knowing if they were legitimate absentee ballot, you know, ballots because of the no voter, the no ID requirement there. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing is fine tuning their process here to bring integrity to the entire process. So it's not like they're like coming up with this new agenda. These are problems that arose last fall and in previous elections that the state legislature, elected by the people of the state, have decided that they want to address. And so there, it's not that they're going back to pre-COVID necessarily, but they're recognizing because of all of the, you know, the added mail balloting and all the, you know, non-going to the polls options, that of course there were issues that arose because took use in a word that's not been overused in the last year, unprecedented. You know, they're addressing these issues. Now, I want to clarify, Missouri, I'm not sure that they've passed the bill or not, but it was a proposal to go back to pre-COVID. Not more restrictive, not less, but go back to pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And that's what the left latches onto and says, oh, voter restriction, you know, suppression.
Yeah, let me jump in real quick because we've got less than a minute before we got to get to the news.
Yeah,
what happened is that when the, you know, increased mail-in voting and stuff was passed, it had a sunset date on it. So it automatically went back and the legislature said, no, we're not expanding it. We are going to make the decision to let those expire and go back to normal.
Yeah.
It was
racist pigs.
You know, and the thing is, it's really frustrating to me is that this is one area where political ideology shouldn't make a bit of difference. We should all want fair elections where only the legal votes are counted, but that's just not where we are. All right, Pete, we've got to run to the news. People want to be in touch with you at Landmark Legal. How do we do it?
Landmarklegal.org is our website, and you can fill out a contact form there, and you can also donate to us there. And I really appreciate you having me on today, Mike.
Yeah, you got it, Pete. Good to talk to you again. Of course, you can find them all over social media as well. And when it comes to the vote, I mean, the things like with the drop boxes, to me, this is just insane. You know, why did you drop off the library book in the drop box? Because you were late and you didn't want to actually face the person who was going to tell you you owed them 75 cents when you were a kid. You remember those days? Are you old enough for that, Katie? I don't remember. The drop box to say, here's a ballot, just like Pete said, coming in from who knows who filled it out. We're just going to drop it off. Nobody there to check to see whether it's actually your ballot or not is a terrible idea. I'm glad that they're going away or being harder to use.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.